now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon.
So glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Same here.
And we have some wonderful guests with us today, including League of the Women Voters for Central Yavapai County, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Angry Ape Off-Road, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking the Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Have you looked at a Subaru driving by and thought to yourself how you wanted one? Take a look at a certified pre-owned Subaru, the best value on the road today. Every Findlay Subaru certified pre-owned gets a thorough refurbishment and is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, roadside assistance, financing starting at 1.99%, and more. And on another note, we're buying good condition late model vehicles. Go to FindlaySubaruPrescott.com and click on the Value Your Trade Now box. Tell us what you have and we'll tell you what it's worth. Or stop by the dealership and let one of our friendly appraisers give you a quote right on the spot. We're paying top dollar, often over Kelley Blue Book. And we want your trade, even if you don't buy from us. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Offer good while supplies last. See dealer for details.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day.
It is Prescott Chamber Day, Sherry. And it's like I say every week, it's Prescott Chamber Day every day.
That is correct. And you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Jan Manolis. Jan is from League of Women Voters of Central Yavapai County. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me in.
It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jan, before we dive into the League of Women Voters information.
Well, I came to Prescott about 6.5 years ago. At that time, my husband had been diagnosed with dementia and Parkinson's disease, and we decided that maybe it would be nicer to live in Prescott and enjoy the wonderful weather and so forth. And so we made our journey here. And he passed in December of 2016. And at that point, it was kind of like, well, now what do I do with my life? And I shouldn't be saying that. But anyway, so I started looking around in different organizations where I might be able to make a difference. And one of them was the League of Women Voters. So I had been a member for approximately 4 years with them. And part of what we try to do is, well, basically, we are a grassroots organization with a mission of educating voters to preserve our democracy. And we don't endorse or oppose political parties or candidates, but we are directly involved in informing the public of important issues that keep our community strong. So I'd like to kind of just point out a little bit is that this year is several anniversaries of the different leagues. We have three levels of the league. We have the League of Women Voters at the national level. We also have League of Women Voters at the state level. And then, of course, our local league, which is the League of Women Voters for Central Yavapai County. So this year marks the 100th anniversary of our league. August 18th will be the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And this last month, our local league reached its 25th anniversary. So it's just been parties all around, and so we have our virtual meetings. And
that's really interesting.
And celebrate our birthdays.
Yeah, it's interesting right now having you on right here, right today,
with
all that information, because there's a women's suffrage documentary on PBS all this week that I've been watching. It's like, wow, I'm just learning all sorts of stuff that I never knew before.
Oh, yeah. So
thank you for more information on that.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And I might mention that we also have an exhibit at the Prescott Library that actually is going to have a Zoom conference tomorrow. And basically, it's an exhibit talking about voices and votes. And there will be a virtual presentation honoring the women of Arizona who played an important role in achieving the votes. And listeners can check the Daily Courier or the League of Women Voters Facebook page for details on how to go ahead and join the Zoom presentation, which will be free. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that we do. We have a couple of distinct roles. One is voter services and citizens education. And we're always, you always see us out at different events, farmers markets and things, that we are registering voters, regardless of party, so that we can get people to vote because it's important. And I think as we move along within this year especially, it's important for people to get out and express their opinions of what they wish to do. Just a little bit that we have done just within the past couple of months is at the end of June, we co-sponsored with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce a virtual Chino Valley Town Council candidate forum. And we use Zoom as our forum tool, which 40 people accessed. And then we also had over 600 individuals watching on Facebook as we live streamed. So that was a very successful first
attempt. What would we do without Zoom, right?
There you go. Oh, Zoom.
Wow.
And
at the new meeting.
The new meeting. So then last night, and it was so interesting with the call yesterday, is that we co-sponsored with Yavapai College, Osher Life Long Learning Institute, or better known as OLLI, a virtual Yavapai County Board of Supervisors candidate forum. And we had about 80 viewers on Zoom, and we had over 400 viewers on Facebook. So part of our purpose is to educate voters as to who our candidates are and what they stand for, their positions. And so we gave them all questions that they didn't know in advance, and they were able to talk about what they would like to do as Board of Supervisor and so forth. So it was a very, very good for them. And we had some technical glitches, but everything seemed to work out, and everyone was comfortable, and I think it was a success. So we've had lots of positive comments since.
When folks are watching these forums on Facebook Live, are they able to ask questions as well, or are they mainly just listening at that point?
Well, on Zoom, they have the chat room.
Correct.
People can make comments, and then you can also comment on Facebook. Because we weren't quite sure, I hate to say this, what we were doing with the technology is that we wanted to go ahead, and especially with 13 candidates, wanted to make sure that we didn't get too distracted with a lot of different directions. So we had solicited questions from the general public and then went ahead and we didn't randomly select, but we kind of grouped them together and then went ahead and ask each of the candidates the questions. So in a different forum, or maybe if we had more time, that would be something that would be good to make it more of an interactive process. But at this point, we were keeping it fairly static.
Absolutely. Well, just the fact that you were able to put it together and have those forums is wonderful to help educate the public on the candidates who are running in this area.
Yes. Well, we're hoping to have a Prescott Valley City Council Forum probably after the primary election. And we also have a couple of education forums coming up within the next couple of weeks, which, again, we will advertise on our website, which I might mention is lwvcyc.org. And we're also on Facebook, which is the League of Women Voters of Central Yavapai County. And a lot of those facts can be put onto there.
Wonderful. And you are a Prescott Chamber member as well, so
yes,
you can also get to their site through ours with prescott.org, and then they can look you up on our website as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and then any events that you have, please remember to let us know, and we'll help promote them as well and let folks know.
That would be great. I appreciate that.
Perfect. So what else can you tell us about the Women's League?
Well, one of our other duties or responsibilities is action and advocacy. And basically, we try to reach out to different areas and communities. And so one of our plans for 2020 included a youth leadership seminar targeting younger voters called Becoming an Informed Voter that we presented at Yavapai College. And we had plans to repeat this program on other campuses. And then we also wanted to present at the Launchpad Teen Center Women's Empowerment Breakthrough Conference. But unfortunately, both were put on hold due to COVID, so we weren't able to go forward with that. We do continue our voter registration efforts through Promoting Through Service Arizona, which you can also find on the web. You can find it through our website and the League, and you can also reach it through the County Registrar's Office.
Well, Jan, we're running out of time, but we're so pleased to have you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Is there a phone call or a phone number or any other contact information you want to share real quickly?
We have a generic phone number that if you have any questions or so forth, you can reach us at area code 626-340-7060. You can also reach us at our website, or you can go ahead and just send an email through Facebook, and we do monitor and get back to you as quickly as possible.
And the website one more time for folks to get information?
League of Women Voters.
I know, I'm testing you on this one.
LWVCYC.org.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for being a chamber member.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out, to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers
from
Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we're having a great Prescott day today,
Robert. We sure are, Sherry. Good afternoon to you again.
Thank you. And you're here to introduce our second guest.
We have a pretty exciting guest coming up. I could make a chick-ding song sound, but I'm not sure how to do those. We have Bucky's and Yavapai Casino on the line calling in today. Marie Simpson, welcome to the show. Sorry, I can't talk all of a sudden. Welcome to the show, Marie Simpson.
Thank you so much, Robert and Sherry. It's so great to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Marie, before we jump into the Bucky's and Yavapai Casino?
Oh, wow. Okay. well, I'm just a girl in the world. I was originally born in New Zealand, grew up in Southern California. I hope everybody didn't click away from listening. And I now live in Prescott, and I just love it. I'm actually in Prescott Valley, but I love the Prescott area. There's so much to do here. I recently got married. I'm coming up on my first anniversary with my husband. And I live in PV with my two dogs, and I'm pretty much as happy as can be.
That's pretty much a pretty good story there, Marie.
Yeah,
you thought you had nothing to say there, I could tell, but it's like, my God, from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And just being married, it's like, sounds
friends,
wonderful.
Family, husband, all of that. So no complaints from me. I've had a pretty good life in my 31 years so far.
There you go. Well, you're a great partner of the Prescott Chamber. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Bucky and Yavapai Casino? And I know you have some great things to share with our listeners today.
I do, Sherry. So Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos has been in the area for absolutely ages. I'm sure everybody knows that we're here. We are open, and we miss everybody. We have launched a new campaign that started out internally to encourage our guests within the casino, to come back and play safe. So we are basically hitting the pavement with a new community-wide initiative that is called Play Safe. So with all of our amazing community members doing the right thing while out, in public and enjoying free time, we just want to give a little head nod to all of those helping us do their part to keep all of us safe. So everybody taking precautions around Courthouse Square or the Entertainment District and all of our awesome area restaurants and bars and all of their social settings. We just, we thank you for doing the right thing, and you guys aren't going unnoticed. So, let's all play safe so we can stay safe and put all this COVID crap, excuse my language on the air, but let's put all that behind us, you know, let's move on. So, yeah, we just thank, you know, the community and everybody who's doing their part, and we welcome anybody who would like to participate, and do the same thing. We've welcomed and, invited all of our other Arizona casinos to do the same thing. I know that both the Prescott and Prescott Valley Chambers, have expressed that they are basically doing the same thing within the chambers and at their events. So thank you to the Prescott and Prescott Valley Chambers for also doing that. We just want to play safe so we can stay safe, and let's all come back together so that way we can continue on, hopefully, in a more unified front.
Well, I have to tell you, I can remember when we sat down and you introduced this whole campaign, and it was just before you were just getting ready to, you had rolled it out a little bit, but just before the Bluegrass Festival a few weeks ago, and you donated masks, you provided all kinds of great material to the Prescott Chamber, and I think it's wonderful. It's a community effort, right? All of us are in this together. And when you were just describing the whole, just a play on words, play safe, and what that means, I just thought that was such an amazing campaign that you guys thought of as well. And we can see billboards. I know I've seen a billboard with this campaign, and you're also promoting it. We'll be putting it in our newsletter. And I know my good friend Marnie has been marketing it over in the Prescott Valley area, too.
Oh, yeah. You will see the Play Safe campaign coming out all over the area. It is on the Lincoln and Grove billboard that we have now. We have it featured in Prescott Living. We have it featured in Prescott Now, a couple other area publications. We have a video on our website at buckycasino.com, so that way you can see exactly what we mean, what Play Safe means to us within Bucky's and Yavapai casinos, but also what that means taking it outside of the community. So my marketing counterpart, London Crow, has actually put together a really cute video of him getting temp checked while he's coming in, getting his wristband for the day, hand sanitizing his hands, and then putting his mask on and all of that great stuff. So, you know, we're open. We're excited to see everyone. David Sykes, the marketing director, has put together an amazing reconfigured slot floor, especially on the main floor at Bucky's Casino. So you will feel a lot more wiggle room on that main floor. We have gone smoke-free. So anybody who hasn't come to either of our properties, please come and check it out. It feels completely different. Especially if you've ever come in through the Prescott Resort side, sometimes you come into that funky smell. Well, now it does not smell. The place has never been cleaner. We've actually, for the first time, opened up every single machine. I'm not kidding you. Every piece of cigarette ash, lint, whatever, has been completely blown out of all of our machines. Everything's been sanitized, from the carpets to the walls to the blackjack tables to the chips. Everything. We've got, you know, our paper menus and, for the time being, our paper plates and plastic silverware. All of our girls, all of our staff, on the food and beverage side is taking every single precaution when they're, serving you your drinks or your Seniors Day breakfast and, all of those lovely ladies' day cocktail, $2 cocktails that we have. So just a little plug there, but, we're really taking every single step that we can to make sure that, not only our community is safe, but all of our staff and all of our casino family, because anybody who's worked at the casino will know we are a family.
Absolutely. And you're a family to the business community as well. I know you've been great partners. Like, I see you, the Bucky and Yavapai casinos everywhere. And I have to say, I personally visited the casinos and you're absolutely correct. You feel very safe, and your team is doing just such a wonderful job. You know, in this new world that we're living in with the COVID pandemic, and all the businesses taking this very seriously, you guys are a step up, and your campaign Play Safe is just such a wonderful example of that.
Well, thank you very much. We're really proud of it, and you know, we're proud of our community, and all we can say is let's move forward and let's kiss COVID goodbye.
I look forward to that day for sure. Maria, do you have anything coming up that you want to talk about, events or anything to let our listeners know about?
Well, we do. Well, we have pretty limited casino promotions because most of the time our promotions turn into a big fat party. we are still doing our weekly promotions, so we're still doing our Vets Day promotion on Tuesday. So bring in your veteran's ID, and you get a free entry for $100 cash drawings at the end of each month on the last Tuesday. You get $8 food comps, and on Veterans Day itself, we do commemorative coins. We also do Seniors Day, so for 10 points that you earn, you get $10 in gold rewards play, as well as $1.99 and $2.99 senior breakfast. So best deal in town, $1.99, $2.99 hot breakfast. We also have lunch specials. And then Thursdays are our Awesome Ladies Day. It's my favorite day.
Yes.
To be on the floor. At 7, we do a hot seat for a brand new purse. And in that purse is anywhere from, I believe it's, don't quote me here, I think the values have gone up, but I want to say it's anywhere from $50 to $250 in cash. So we draw you, you're actively playing, you get called to the Gold Rush Club, you get to pick one of three very popular purses, and it has an array of cash in each, and whatever's in that bag, you take home with you. So we have food specials. Like I said, we have $2 well drinks, select beers, and house wines. We also have food specials. We have happy hour every single day, all day on Sunday. You name it, there's something to do at Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos every day of the week.
Wonderful. And I can tell you, my aunt from Michigan has one of those purses.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
They're really popular. And you know what?
Yes,
because of COVID, I wish that I could stop saying that word, but because of COVID, we're actually not selling them at the moment. So the only way you can get those purses now is to be playing in a seat at 7 o'clock and to get drawn for the Ladies Day hot seat. And you know, you don't just take home a purse, you get some cash in it.
Was that 7 a.m. or p.m.?
7 p.m.
P.m. Yeah, 7 a.m. would be a little early for that business, but you never know.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, there's some early risers out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're open 24-7, so, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or, you know, 4 p.m. If you feel like coming in, come see us. We're always open, and we're always ready to give you the best customer service that you can find anywhere.
So tell us a little bit about what is your favorite involvement in the community, besides, obviously, this awesome Play Safe. What makes it special for you and for the...
So what makes it special for me is, again, that casino family feel. And you don't just feel that within the casino because when you, you know, Prescott is a semi-small town, and wherever you go, there's, you know, you see your friends, you see your family, you see your casino family. So I love getting out to those community events that I know are few and far between right now, but I love, you know, people that come and stop by our booth, people that come in and are excited for the drawings, just, you know, all of those casino family members that you've made in the casino, and then you go, oh, actually, you're an area small business, or, oh, actually, you're married to so-and-so, or, oh, my gosh, you are not just family, you're real family now, so... you know, there's just so many amazing partnerships that we've made, not only in the social sense, but also in the community sense around town through all of our Gold Rush Club members, through all of our amazing guests, and all of our staff. We're really, really lucky to work for Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos. They really know how to take care of us there.
Well, that's great news. We have about 1 minute left if you want to share with our listeners. You know, there may be some listeners that may not really know where you're at, although I would find that hard to believe. You're pretty well situated there. But why don't you give our listeners your contact information where they can find you?
Okay, well, you can find us on the cross of the Highway 69 and Heather Heights. If you turn up the hill, you will find Bucky's Casino attached to Prescott Resort. And if you turn the other way through the light, you'll find Yavapai Casino down on the 69. We're open 24 hours a day, and our phone number is 1-800-756-8744. And you can find more information at buckyscasino.com.
And one cool thing that I like is you have a shuttle that goes in between the two.
We do, and unfortunately, because of that ugly word, COVID, oh, we are only running that for two employees at a time because we can't social distance within the shuttle.
Gotcha.
So normally we have a shuttle that runs, I think, until 1 a.m. on the weekends, and we normally do all the shuttles to the rodeo. We do all kinds of great stuff with our shuttles. We're usually in the parade, but, we are waiting until, you know, the Arizona numbers come back a little bit better.
Yes.
Than what we're seeing right now to open up our shuttle service.
Yeah. And that's just one thing good to note for future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being a wonderful partner. We love you guys there and we appreciate all that you do for the community. And let's all just play safe, right?
Yes, let's play safe. Thank you so much for having me, Sherry and Robert. It's been great.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Waters Garden companion plants for July are hibiscus, maple, verbena, and crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle flowers are intense watermelon pink, solar reds, and LED whites that cover this heat-loving shrub.
Plant where you enjoy its beautiful multicolored bark and sinuous branches up close.
The flowers show against forest green foliage that turns red and orange in autumn.
Growing to just head height, every yard has room for at least one, and only available for summer planting here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Bullhead City is ordering beaches closed weekends for the rest of the summer. Mayor Tom Brady says he had no choice as COVID-19 continues spreading in the city when people, including California visitors, are crowding the beaches.
There isn't anybody who wants this order lifted more than I do. For our community, for our business community, this has been a decision that has not been made lightly, and it's one that I would love to remove just as quickly as I could.
The new order closes Bullhead City beaches each Friday through Sunday. They remain open Monday through Thursday. The weekend ban extends through the week after Labor Day. Even though Yavapai County buildings are closed, they are accessible for early voting.
In-person voting for the August 4th primary election is available starting today through Friday, July 31st. Masks are highly recommended and physical distancing will be practiced with a limited number of voters allowed in the county buildings on Fair Street in Prescott and 6th Street in Cottonwood. Hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm Asa Pennington reporting.
Sunny, dry, breezy, and hot with extreme fire danger and a hotter weekend on the way. Cooling overnight to a clear 62 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Heating up tomorrow to a windy 91, Friday through Sunday to 96. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 68, heating back up to a breezy 103 tomorrow, 107 Friday through Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's such a great day here in Prescott, Robert.
It's a beautiful day. A little warm for me. A little warm on the bike
Summertime.
It's nice. Yeah, it's a beautiful day with the blue skies and hopefully some puffy clouds so we get a little bit of rain maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
I'm hoping. Well, I'm here to introduce the next guest. That's Tom Wendoff. Did I say your last name
close,
correctly?
Close. I've had people do much worse. So Wendorf.
Wendorf. Tom Wendorf from Angry Ape Off-Road. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
What an interesting name. I'm so excited to hear more about it. But before we get into the Angry Ape Off-Road, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm pretty well rounded, and I say that because I've lived a lot of places. I was an Air Force brat, so traveled around a lot. And had the opportunity to see a lot of different places around the United States.
And you picked Prescott.
you know, oddly enough, and not oddly enough, it was very similar to where I grew up as a kid. I grew up in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
And so my wife and I got married 12 years ago. And when we got married, I had promised her, because I lived in Texas, in Grapevine, Texas, that I would eventually come back to Arizona. She's an Arizona girl. Mm-hmm. And my wife, Shara, she said, okay, I'll make that trek out to Texas. And she brought all the kids, and the two of us, we have 8 kids together.
Wow.
So never a dull moment.
Yeah, no.
four girls and 4 boys.
Oh, boy.
I think I probably have less hair than I certainly did when we got started. But with that, I did tell her that, you know, when my kids were at an age where they were graduating from high school, I'd come back to Arizona. And she started out by saying, well, let's go down to the valley in Mesa. And I said, absolutely not. That's like living on the face of the sun. And I said, let's go to Flagstaff. And she said, well, that's too cold.
Mm-hmm.
So we settled in the middle, and I actually have relatives that live here in town. My aunt and uncle do. And we visited them several times, and I So let's go check out Prescott.
That helps having relatives, and I think that helps bring people here. That's kind of how I got here, too, from my family.
Well, and I actually just talked my dad into moving here. He bought a house today.
Wow, that's cool. That happens, too, doesn't it, Sherry?
It sure does. That's great.
So, you know, came here to Prescott. Love it here. I've been here for 3 years. And when I first came here, I worked for an office equipment company. I had been in sales for the last, 30 years. And really enjoyed doing what I was doing, but, you know, out of chaos comes clarity. Mm-hmm. And I was furloughed for 3 months and trying to figure out what I was going to do with myself. And when we first came here, it came across that I really enjoyed Prescott for a lot of different reasons. One of which is I enjoy going up in the mountains here, going on the trails, seeing a lot of the outdoors here. And so, to me, I was thinking, if I could find a job or something I enjoyed doing, that I could do it every day, then it wouldn't be a job. I'd just be having fun. And so, again, after 3 months of being furloughed and trying to think, okay, what am I going to do? Because this may be the end of what I was doing. I got together with my wife, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to put something in place that if I don't get called back, I've got something to do. And out of that, again, is where Angry Abe came from. I had thought about doing this for a very long time, and it was just kind of like the extra push I needed just to go ahead and take the dive.
So this is wonderful. So I think you're probably one of our newest members, too. I think you just, like, joined hours ago. Well, maybe. I might be exaggerating. Within 24 hours. But so tell us what Angry Ape Off-Road is all about.
So we're about giving an experience to people that don't normally get that opportunity to go to places here in Prescott that – quite honestly, you can't get to other than hiking way into them or having someone that has an off-road vehicle to get to. We, you know, again, after being here for 3 years, I had the opportunity to go up to Sedona, follow a couple of pink Jeep tours around, and thought, boy, this would be really a lot of fun. And, you know, it was funny. I followed one of their tours once, and the tour guide looked at me and says, boy, you did a great job coming through that last section. And I sort of pat myself on the back, and my wife said, yeah, you did a great job. So, again, I started thinking, maybe I could really do this. And so, again, there's nothing like that currently in Prescott. And thinking to myself, why is there not something like that here in Prescott? Because we have some great trails. Mm-hmm. We have some great sights to see. And you know, if people don't know about it, again, there was a necessity, I think. And so out of that, again, came Angry Ape. Now, yes, the name, Angry Ape.
Yes, I was thinking about the name Angry. I was telling Sherry before you came on the show that it's probably one of these Jeeps with the tires that one's down 3 feet down, the other one's this far up.
So, you know, I have been compared often, because I'm not a small guy, to both gorillas and polar bears. And,
okay.
And so I've been called a big gorilla quite a few times in my life. And after a while, it kind of stuck. And then I started thinking, my dad said, you know, if you're going to name a company, make sure you start with an A, because it's always the first at the alphabet. And I started thinking, okay, what kind of name would really be a fun name but be kind of catchy?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about it, and we came up with a lot of different names.
I imagine.
And, even one of the ones we tossed around was the Cross-Eyed Javelina, but I'm glad we didn't go that direction. but Angry Ape came about. And, you know, it stuck, and I just, after every time I kept saying it, kind of rolled off the tongue, and it just sounded like, that was me, and that was what I wanted, to really have fun with the people that I went out with. And so, again, that's where Angry Ape came from.
Okay, well, that takes care of that part. So it's not the crazy, angry Jeeps. Tell us about the vehicle.
So we really like the Hummers. Everybody has their preferences for off-road vehicles, but we found that the Hummer, and especially the H3s, they just have a much more comfortable ride than a lot of the other vehicles out there. You don't get beat up quite as much as you do in some of the other vehicles like the Jeeps. And so we've just found they do really well off-road. They're not quite as wide as some of the other bigger vehicles, and that's why we went with the H3 as well, because a lot of the trails nowadays are much narrower. And they really tend to do a great job keeping people in comfort and have plenty of power to get you there. The vehicles themselves, again, we can seat up to 5 people in one of our trucks. And if we do have people come on a tour and they say have a group of 4, we're more than happy to actually split their group and take 2 trucks so they can ride more comfortably and actually have better viewing of the route that we take. So it's all about making sure that the experience is there and that they have something that's memorable when they go on one of the trips with us.
Wonderful. And so you probably have some pretty exciting road off-road ideas that I don't know if you want to share, because you probably want them to be a surprise. But
we do a lot of different things, and we even do some custom tours as well. We did one for the 4th of July where we took a group of 5 people up to the top of Glassford Hill. And the great part about it is they got really kind of a 3-for-1 show. They got an opportunity to see a sunset. That our sunsets here are amazing.
Yes.
And Glassford Hill is one of our favorite places to go to actually watch the sunsets. But we went up, got to see the sunset, took some great pictures, and then all of a sudden here comes the moon. Okay. So, on 4th of July we ended up having, somebody said it was a lunar eclipse. I'm not sure if that was really the case. But
I think that's true. Yeah, it really
it was. But the full moon was just amazing as it came up over to the mountain there, and it was almost like somebody had a spotlight behind you. And then we got to watch the fireworks as well. And so we did something a little unique as well. We had we weren't lighting any fires, but we did have a propane fire pit, and we did s'mores and a couple other things. So it made it really fun. And the people that came, again, they couldn't stop saying how much fun they had, and they want to go again. And so we're excited to have them come back up again.
Wonderful.
We have 6 different tours that we do that are pretty standardized that we do, and all of them last anywhere between an hour to almost 2 hours in length. We found that most people, if you're in a vehicle for more than 2 hours, you start to go stir crazy, especially off-road.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of tried to keep it at, the most is 2 hours, unless, of course, you really are into going, and we can go as long as you want to go. But that's kind of why we've done the trails, where we've done the way we've done it.
Wonderful. Well, for our listeners, we're talking about Angry Ape Off-Road. Tom's with us, and he has just started this business. And if you can give us your contact information.
Yeah. So you can either, A, go to our website, angryapeoffroad.com. We do have a Facebook page as well. On Facebook, it's also Angry Ape Off-Road. Our phone number is 928-350-7004. And you can book either online or call us and give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to set up a time for you to do a tour with us.
Wonderful. And I know that you're following all the CDC guidelines, because I saw you coming in, and I know that that's really important to all the businesses here.
So sure, sure.
We absolutely appreciate that as well.
Yeah, we make sure that all the vehicles are completely wiped down before we actually go out again. Mm-hmm. We do wear masks in the vehicle, and we definitely encourage anybody that is riding with us to wear a mask as well. The good part about it is that sometimes whenever you've got the windows down, it actually keeps some of the dust out as well. So not always just a bad thing to wear a mask.
Well, we're so glad to have you be part of the Chamber family, and we're so excited. And maybe just that contact information again before we take off for commercial.
Perfect. Again, angryapeoffroad.com, or you can also reach us at 928-350-7004.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you for being on the show today.
You bet. It was a pleasure.
Good to see you again.
You bet.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride? Would you let it ride?
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Gettles. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Obelson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and this time is our time to kind of talk about what's going on in the community. So, Robert, you have a few things to talk about.
I do have a few things, but as far as everybody knows, you know, the events are a little bit different these days. So please get on our website at prescott.org and check them out. And I tell folks, I said, you know, just call the organizer just to be sure that nothing's changed, because a lot of people have been rescheduling. But we do have live entertainment on the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza, and that's kind of a long-time event for the Prescott area, right on the plaza. You can bring your picnic lunch down, your family, the social distance. So things are done right down there. And the next concert will be July 14th, which is a Tuesday. I believe that's jazz night, King Copper Jazz Band. So come on down for that on July 14th. And right after that, July 16th, this is the hometown favorite, the Central Arizona Concert Band.
Oh, yeah, that is
favorite.
So
those are just a few I'll mention on the particular, the summer concert series at the Courthouse Plaza. We do have these records available at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce in our outside rack, and they're presented by Affinity RV and Prescott Downtown Partnership, the Elks Theater, and Elgato Azul. So
now,
come on down, pick one up.
And I know the City of Prescott is involved in
City of Prescott, yes,
that
helps.
What time do those concerts start?
6:30 and 7.
Okay.
So check the rack car, because they are different times on there. Some are 6:30 and some are 7. But I always say, just come down early. Come at 6.
Yeah, come get
some dinner.
Support
one of our local eateries, and they'll box it up and sit over on the plaza and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
There is also another event that's
coming about. It's at the Prescott Public Library. It's called Voices and Votes, Democracy in America. And that's running through June 20th through July 25th. So it's still going to be here a while. And it's a Smithsonian National Museum touring exhibit. So you can go to their, is a Facebook that they're doing Thursday, July 9th at 6 p.m. So July 9th at 6 p.m. via Zoom.
Okay.
Since you can't actually get into the library today moment.
You can sign up for it.
Yeah, sure.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Robert. And I just want to remind everybody we have a couple of campaigns going on. One of them is Shopping Prescott Responsibly and Respectfully. And now more than ever, our businesses need our support. And we all need to do it in such a safe way. And we just ask that everybody please know that our businesses are working so hard. We have the Yavapai Health Department, Yavapai Safe program going on where all our businesses will get on board with following all the guidelines. And at this time, I know many businesses are asking that you, you know, do your practice social distancing while shopping and wear your mask when you're indoor. But I can tell you there's a lot of our businesses that are doing online curb delivery and all of that stuff. So like Robert said earlier, call ahead, but please remember to shop locally and support our businesses because it's so important, especially now. I did hear some good news that our unemployment is going down. It was up at 18% and it's now down to 8%. So that's good. We're getting more people back in the workforce. But, you know, during this time, we have to be careful. We have to be responsible and respectful of each other. So just encourage you to do that. And we have gift certificates that you can buy at the chamber that supports our businesses. So check us out at prescott.org. And, you know, again, we thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. at 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll chat with you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Gilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.